I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Physical dependence on opioids and opioid use disorder are treated quite differently when it comes to providing help to an individual who is using opioids. To talk about the treatment for these two different problems is Dr. Sarah Book. She's a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences and the medical director of the Center for Drug and Alcohol Programs in the Division of Addiction Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Book, tell us about the difference between physical dependence on opioids and then having an opioid use disorder.
Well, Bobby, everyone who takes opioids for a certain period of time, maybe 2 weeks or more, is at risk for developing physical dependence on opioids. It's simply a physiologic response to taking these medications on a daily basis. The big issue with physical dependence on opioids as compared to physical dependence on other medications is that this withdrawal syndrome is very, very severe, painful, and some patients who go through it actually feel like they are dying.
And then what about opioid use disorder? What does that mean?
The hallmark of opioid use disorder is when an individual loses control over their use of the medication. They use more than they plan, and they can't stop using. And then their life starts to change as a result of this compulsion to continually use. Their relationships with people they love start to be impaired. They're unable to fulfill their work responsibilities. They might start getting worse grades in school.
Dr. Book, tell us briefly about the treatment for each of these two problems related to opioids.
So the treatment for physical dependence on opioids is simply a slow taper off of opioids.
And what's the most effective way to treat opioid use disorder, just briefly?
The good news, Bobby, is that amongst all of our addictions that we treat, opioid use disorder really has the most effective treatments available. We use what's called medication-assisted therapies to treat opioid use disorder.
And what would be the first step for someone? How do they get the help they need?
The best thing for them to do would be to ask their doctor for help and for a referral. And more in South Carolina, primary care doctors are becoming trained themselves in how to do this medication-assisted therapies.
What can family and friends do if they suspect that someone they care about has either a physical dependence on opioids or an opioid use disorder? How can they help that person?
The first thing that they should do is try to get in touch with that person's physician if they can and have that conversation with their physician. Another resource in the community is an organization called Al-Anon. It's made up of family members of people who have opioid use disorders and other substance use disorders. And it's really a great resource to learn from other families about best approaches to help their loved one. Also, many addiction treatment programs have resources for family members, so they should look in their communities for their local addiction treatment programs and see what resources might be available for family.
Dr. Book, thanks for this information about treatment related to opioids.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.